Hello, hello, this is Wedge from Life Signs again. And our book is going quite well. We have written it, and I'm designing it page by page. And we'd like to dedicate it to you. Obviously, we want to dedicate to everyone who has helped Life Signs over the last decade and to everyone who is struggling with self-injury. But we'd also like to specifically dedicate it to you. We'd like to put your name on our dedication page. So if you'd like to have our book dedicated to you so that we can thank you for your help and support over the years, please visit lifesigns.org.uk, and in the news column in the centre of our website, you'll see something about our new Q&A book. Otherwise, go over to the Helping You section, and on the left-hand side, you'll see the link that says Self-Injury Q&A Book, because it's a question and answer book. Have a look there. It tells you what we'll do. We'll get your name, your first name or your nickname on one of the inner pages of our book, and it shows you exactly how to contribute £5 or more to have that done. You'll be helping us design and print this book, and we want to thank you for your help over the years. So that's very exciting, and the book will be made available to buy in January or February, maybe February, but in any case, we want it available in time for Self-Injury Awareness Day on the 1st of March. So that's really important to us, to get this book out there in time for SIAD. If you have a look on the front page of our website, lifesigns.org.uk, you'll also see that Kat has shared her personal self-injury story, and she talks about showing her scars. That's a blog article. We welcome blog articles and ideas from our volunteers, our contributors, our supporters and our visitors. So we want to thank Kat for this very personal story that discusses what it means to show her scars. You can check that out at blog.lifesigns.org.uk, but just visit our homepage and you'll see the latest news. Jules and I, Jules, a fellow director of Life Signs, along with Rachel on the management committee there. But Jules and I, we visited London the other day, and we actually met Kat. So we were able to thank her for her contribution and tell her how many people had read her story. And that was very enjoyable and enlightening. So it's always good to get out there and to meet people, those that support us, those that have ideas for us. We love all of that. As you know, we've been going for 10 years. We're an online virtual organisation. We're all over Tumblr and Facebook and Twitter. But we also recognise, you know, the value of real-life meetups in the summer, AGMs, annual general meetings, where our voting members can help us work out our strategies and direction. And also, you know, the value of just networking and meeting other people from other organisations. We're always happy to pop around the country for conferences, meetings, brainstorming sessions, project meetings and that sort of thing. And we're very grateful to be involved with so many good ideas. So that's about it really for now. That's our little audio boo that you're listening to. But please do check out lifesigns.org.uk for all the latest news.